Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny, live on The Fan, brought to you by Kondorian Murad, the law firm that's going to help you update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family, schedule a consultation where there are estate planning attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you so that you can get a discount.
Also, I want to remind you guys, Odyssey's got a little natty contest going, and I love this. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. So you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fam. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. That is a cool prize, by the way.
Yes, it absolutely is. Tomorrow night is the 106.7 The Fan live show in Leesburg. We'll be in Leesburg all day because we're going to do the radio show from out there. Grant and Danny live from Green Tree Tavern, which is right on King Street. So if you're in the area, come on by, no tickets needed. Hang out, get yourself something to eat, something to drink, and watch the radio program. But then we're going over to the theater for an evening of yucks and fun. It's going to be a good time with the entire staff.
It's a Fan Live event. These things are just awesome. It's one of those fill the tank type deals, right? Where it's just a bunch of like-minded folks getting together. The shows, I mean, we were doing middays for so many years. We'd see the Junkies every day. Now we see them once a semester, basically, it feels like, right? So it'd be cool to take the stage with those guys and be Mitch and Finley and everybody else. There'll be hijinks and shenanigans.
All right, so we're going to play a game. So we discussed a couple of options. We're going to play Does Danny Hate It is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Danny came up with this game. I don't know if I like hate it or love it more. But I guess it's all the same really in the end.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically it's trying to, you know, lean into the fact that you guys think that I'm no fun, that I don't like anything, that everything stinks. And I'm like Jay Sherman, the critic, who's just running everything down. And so, you know, you try to find stuff that most people would like, and does Danny like it too? And that's kind of the mystery.
So I've got two lists here with me. I came up with a ton of new fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that exist in the world. We don't know if you like them or not. We're going to ask you, and then the people have to correctly guess whether or not you hate something. And I think they'll have to get 3 in a row to win the tickets.
There you go.
Okay, if they can get 3 in a row, they win the tickets. I've also got a bunch of really, really good ones that you guys played when I was out. You've played this game, and this has been months.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've forgotten my opinion might have changed on them.
I was going to say, I don't think the cat's out of the bag on these necessarily, but some of these are really, really funny. So we could potentially use this as a bonus category as well. But without further ado, let's get our first participant on the air, and that is Steven in Ashburn, who's not far from Leesburg.
That's right.
So it would be an easy trip for him to go to the event tomorrow. How are you, Steven?
Hey, good evening, boys.
So you know how to play the game?
I do.
Does Danny hate it? All right, so you got to get three in a row correct. The first one on the some of these are funny. The first one on the list here is IPAs. Excuse me. IPAs.
What'd you say?
I was trying
You're coughing
to cough
so badly.
I was trying not to cough.
Okay.
IPAs.
Oh, IPAs.
Does Danny hate IPAs, the beer?
Yeah, Danny said last week he's not a big beer guy. I'm going to say Danny hates it.
Hate them, Steven. They're so stupid. Hops are for hipsters. It's a cheaper, like more boring beer. It's like a third of the process of what a beer is supposed to be, and everyone holds it up like it's gourmet. Your mustache is thin and your shorts are short. It's not impressive, hipster. Get back in there and finish the beer. IPAs stink.
All right,
good
so
job,
you're
Steven.
One for one. So far, this is very easy. So now we go to number two. How about David Spade, the comedian? David Spade, does Danny hate it?
Fellow comedian Danny does not hate it.
Steven, are we friends in real life? I do not hate David Spade. He's awesome. Huge David Spade fan over here. Great writer.
Now, for the record, I hate David Spade.
Yeah, Grant hates David Spade.
Part of why he's on this list.
Uh-huh. That's a great one, by the way. Who would know that?
All right, so one more here. And you potentially get to go see 106.7 The Fan live. How about a driving range? Going with the boys and hitting golf balls at the driving range. Does Danny hate it?
Danny says sport is an imposition of will. Golf, not a sport. Therefore, Danny hates it.
Oh, Steven, you were right there. There's nothing more fun than going to the driving range and ripping golf balls. I'm so sorry. He knows me and he knows the show.
He does.
Like, he's 100% right. Because golf is not a sport. It's an activity that's challenging. Doesn't mean it's not a fun activity, though.
Yeah, I slipped that one on there as a category three. Because I know you love hitting golf balls, and it's the most weird thing ever because you hate going golfing.
No, I love golfing. What I object to is the discussion of golf on the radio, mainly by my favorite show, The Sports Junkies. I want them not to talk about golf.
But you also don't go golfing very often.
That's true. I don't get to go a ton.
That's fair, though. The once a year you go or whatever, you have fun.
I love it.
But it's like not an activity that you do a whole lot.
Yeah, it's not a sport. It's a challenging activity where the defense is grass.
All right, does Danny hate it is the game. Jay is in D.C. ready to play. Are you up on the rules, Jay?
Yeah, yes, sir. If I don't like it, I know Danny hates it.
Okay, very good. Category number one or option one here. Crossing guards. Does Danny hate it?
No.
Sorry, Jay.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, Jay. That was a tough one.
That should have been category two or three.
You're my guy. Jay played for me years ago. I can't stand it. Now, safety's wonderful, but you're not the god. You're not the king of the crosswalk. All right? Settle down. Stop snapping your finger at me. Don't yell at me. Don't like blow the whistle at me. I got it. I'll be able to navigate it.
I also hate crossing guards, by the way, just as a general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not them specifically, but it's the whistling. It's the you think you're in charge of everything.
Right.
Please leave me alone.
Your little fiefdom, you think you're so powerful.
I know where I'm going, and I'm not going to get hit by a car.
Right.
There's no cars around.
Let me go, man.
Leave me alone. Let's go to Ahmed in Reston. What's up, Ahmed? How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on, guys?
You know how to play the game?
Good, buddy.
Hey, babe. Let's get it going.
The game is called Does Danny Hate It? Babies, infants, like days old babies. Does Danny hate it?
Danny does hate babies.
That's wrong. I love babies. They're so cute.
Oh, come
They're
on.
They're adorable.
There's no chance you like babies.
Not on an airplane. Don't take your baby flying. That's irresponsible and selfish.
Since when have you liked babies?
My whole life. They're the best. They're so cute.
I learned something about Danny just now. Danny likes babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Shane's in Woodbridge. Hello, Shane.
Baby
How are you?
Whisper over here.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Good, pal.
Doing very well. Are you ready to play a little Does Danny Hate It?
Let's do it.
If you can get three correct in a row, you're going to go to the event tomorrow night in Leesburg, the Tally Ho Theater for 106.7 The Fan Live, all right?
All right.
Kids run the bases at baseball ballparks. Does Danny hate... I don't know why that's funny. One. Does Danny hate kids running the bases?
I'm going to say he hates it. I'm going to say yes.
Shane, that is correct. That is correct. I don't know why.
How could you possibly hate that?
I'm being honest. I don't know why it bothers me as much as it does, but it does. It's like this weird thing that takes forever to do, and they usher them around, and then they get them right off the field. It's like we're not breaking in to see the Mona Lisa here. You know what I mean? Like, let the kid run around for a second.
As an aside, if you could picture Danny's kids having fun doing something, assume that he hates it, just generally speaking. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, good job, Shane.
Category two, Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser, does Danny hate it?
I'm going to say no.
Shane, you are two for two, brother. She is a master at the roast. She's as good as there's ever been. Rock star.
All right, very good. Which brings us to category three. Lamb, the meat. Lamb, does Danny hate it?
Oh, no. He loves food.
Yep.
He loves delicious food, but I'm going to say no, he hates it.
Shane, you're going to the fan life.
Wow.
It. I am 0-5. Everyone tells me about lamb. Everybody tells me about the lamb. Oh, you have you seen the lamb? You have you tried lamb? You know what's delicious with this lamb? 0-5. Five times I've had lamb. Five times it sucked. 0-5. Everybody leave me alone. There's too much good for me to tolerate that nonsense. No to lamb. No.
I put lamb on there as another trick.
Yep.
Because it's very odd that you don't like lamb because lamb's good and you're wrong. But people generally would assume it's a meat and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Of course Danny would like it, but Shane saw right through it.
He nailed it. Five times I've had lamb, and five times it was the worst.
So we're all out of tickets, but let's see if people want to play for absolutely nothing.
You want to play for nothing?
Annie in Arlington, would you like to play for nothing?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Okay,
way to go, that's the spirit.
You're a little bit late for the tickets, but that's okay.
I know. Okay, that's okay.
Category one, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Oh, he probably hates her.
That's right, Manny. Just go with your first gut on that one. Enough.
There's no reason to hate her.
Enough. It's not. She didn't do anything.
Nothing wrong.
She's making music. It's what everything that comes with it. So it's like, you know, the eye of the hurricane. She's the eye, but she brings the hurricane. Enough.
Okay, Annie. Category two. Let's see if you can go 2 for 2 here. Going to a gentleman's club. A gentleman's club. Does Danny hate it?
No, I can't understand why he would. So I'm going to say no, he doesn't hate it.
Annie, I hate it. And you're very sweet. Oh. You're very nice. And thank you for playing for nothing. I'm so uncomfortable. Okay. I'm so uncomfortable in there. I'm next to the guy that's trying to learn the stripper's real first name. Now he and I are feeding out of the same trough. Number one, I'm too cheap. That's my money. You can't have
Danny
any of it.
Danny is one of the cheapest guys you'll ever meet.
I can't. I don't know. Where do I put my? I don't want any. I don't want to buy you a vodka cranberry. I don't want to even buy any drinks. I don't like it. Nothing about it. Nope. Hard pass.
Oh, okay. Well, I should have thought more about it, I guess.
No, you did. He did the right thing.
Gentleman.
A real man would probably say, yes, I like it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not me.
Thank you, Annie. We appreciate it. Let's go to Brian, who's in Warrington.
Oh, hey, Brian.
That's spelled really weird. Is Warrington
a
thing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you in Warrington or Warrington?
Warrington.
Warrington, okay. Yeah. I think our guy is a Maryland guy.
Yeah.
Ben's a Maryland guy. He doesn't know about Warrington. Yep. All right, Brian.
Warrenton.
No, I'm very aware. I'm a Virginia guy. I know about Warrenton. All right.
Cool.
So let me ask you this, Brian. Are you ready to play for absolutely nothing?
Yeah, I think so. Let's give it a shot.
All right.
I think I'm in Danny's head.
Does Danny hate it?
Here we go, Brian.
We'll start with traveling. Traveling.
Oh, I'm going to say Danny hates it.
You're damn right, Brian. The pits. The worst. Correct.
All right. Category number two. Reading a book. We'll go with reading. Does Danny hate it?
A book or just reading?
Very good clarification. I'm going to say the pastime of like reading a novel.
I'm going to say he hates it.
Oh, Brian, sorry. I love it so much. I miss it. I've had to give it up because of the kids, the gig, and everything else. Here's why I love it for everybody if we play this game in the future. Being the guy that gets to say I read the book or being the guy that knows about the topic is my favorite thing to be in the world. What I want is for everyone to turn and go, does Danny know? And then the answer is yes. That, to me, is the best drug on the planet. So I love reading the book because of that.
Let's go to Steve and Chantilly on Grant and Danny. Steve, we've already given away the tickets, sadly, so you're playing for absolutely nothing.
I will play for nothing, and I will like it.
Yes, you will. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Bluetooth technology. Does Danny hate it?
Danny probably loves Bluetooth.
Steve, I'm sorry. I hate Bluetooth technology. If it worked, it would be fine. If I'm sitting there going, pair, why won't you pair? Forget device. What's the password of the device? It never works right.
It
sucks.
Like unconnected Bluetooth technology. But your issue is not the technology.
The technology, it's supposed to be easy. It's never easy. I want the ease. And when it doesn't come.
It's so easy.
Not easy. Never works right. Bluetooth can it.
I actually
hate it.
I learned this about Danny when he dropped me off or picked me up from work one day when he was yelling about Bluetooth on his very nice car. And he was like, I hate Bluetooth. And I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Wait.
True.
Doesn't your car has to.
Of course it has it.
Your car could send a guy to Mars.
Of course it does. Except for the time where it's like, can't pair to your phone, man. Not today. You pair to my phone every day. Yeah, but not today. Can't connect. Why can't I connect? Restart, turn off, turn on, turn connection on, turn it off, turn off, turn on. No, this one's on, but the other one's off. We'll turn them both off and restart at the same time. To Bluetooth.
Wow.
Can rot.
Maddie and Stafford, you're not going to the show, but if you want, you can play for nothing.
I do want to play. I'm kind of relieved because if I ended up going, I'd steal all the ADs from everybody else. So.
By the way, people don't know this about Maddie and Stafford. When he comes to events, he brings a list of topics.
He does.
It's amazing.
I was trying to get on the stage at 106.7 The Fan versus Team 980, and I blame Cody Shook. He got me schwasted. But I can tell you what he does hate. When Brian Adams has weird voice inflection in certain songs and like changes his voice up, that's a for certain.
That's true. Have we talked about that?
I don't know. There's certain things you say, Danny, that yeah. I download, and there's no reason for it.
I love it.
Maddie, you ready for your first one?
Let's go.
Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce. Does Danny hate it?
No, he doesn't hate Kelce.
It's true. I don't hate Travis Kelce.
Even the, you got to fight for the right to party. You always talk about how annoying he is.
It's terrible shtick.
What a bro he is.
Yeah, it's terrible shtick.
You bash him all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't bash him all the time. Again,
not the player, but the guy, you can't stand him.
Yeah, it's too much, but he's good, and I'm not as bothered. I don't hate him.
As a fellow college athlete, you have that mutual, we were college athlete, respect.
Mm.
I get it.
Yeah, he and I are the same.
All right, Matty, you ready for number two?
Does it have anything to do with Tiger Woods' impression?
It does not, but that would be good. I think he likes Tiger Woods'
impression. I love my impression.
Amusement parks. Amusement parks.
Danny hates them.
That's right. That's right.
Maddie's two for two.
Yeah, Maddie knows.
And lastly, how about this one? Pho places. Places that serve like that soup, that pho thing. Pho?
Yeah. Pho?
Yeah, does he hate them?
No. He doesn't hate it. He thinks it's cool.
Maddie, you would have gone. Sorry, buddy.
That's
so correct.
Tough.
I love
it's tough to go three for three when there's no tickets available.
Matt, he's hitting bolts. He knew him. He knew exactly right away.
I got the sense he could have just kept going.
Yeah.
Like 10 for 10.
I wonder we should have just kept going. See, could you do 20?
How many could he get? Chris is in Hyattsville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris?
How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Chris is another one that might be able to just rip a bunch off.
I bet you Chris could. I don't know how many you have over there, but I bet you he would shoot 90%. He'd be Steph Curry from the line.
He'd be Seth Curry or Eddie Curry, maybe, combined. All right, Chris, are you ready?
I am.
You're playing for nothing. Public transportation.
That's a big no.
Correct.
He hates it.
Correct.
That one's pretty easy, I'll say.
Yeah, that's a layup. It's a bunny.
City scooters. City scooters. And you could jump on and go where you need to go.
I'm going to say he hates it because of the way they're just scattered over the city, willy-nilly, and I'm going to say he hates them.
And there it is. It's that. The idea is fine. I'm sorry. Is the idea that they're just thrown on the sidewalk and like kind of laid across trash cans or like in alleyways or like in walkways? No, wrong. Get out of here.
Two for two.
Yeah.
On the verge of not getting
tickets. Not going, yeah.
Yeah. How about this one, Chris? This one will be fun. Post-game concerts.
I know he hates pre-game music of any kind, as do I. So I'm going to say post-game concerts, he hates them.
Chris, you would have gone 100% right. Is this a game? Is it not a game? Or have the people here, because it's kind of funny that a guy who was popular in 2004 is doing a show.
Let me see if he can keep his streak going.
Yeah.
Movie theaters.
Now, I know Grant Paulson loves a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. You're right about
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not called Does Grant Love It?
No.
There are many situations where you guys are diametrically opposed. I'm going to say Danny hates crying babies and people on their phones, so he avoids movie theaters at all costs.
I don't hate movie theaters. I don't go a ton. Oh. I don't go to many movies, but I don't hate them. I don't hate them, Chris. That's a tough one. I admit that was a tough one.
That was a tough one because we argued no less than like 6 weeks ago about movie theaters on the show, and you now prefer to watch movies at home than go to the theater. So I think Chris probably heard that and misled him a little bit.
And I totally understand thinking that.
And that's why I think the semantics of hate it is tough. Because you don't hate movie theaters.
I don't hate movie theaters at all.
But if you'd rather watch a movie at home than go to a movie theater, you don't like them that much either.
Right. It's a 51-49 preference thing. Like, I'm going to go take my kid to a movie. The new Marvel movie that's coming out pretty soon. The new Captain America movie. My son is all in. Can't wait to see it. We'll go to the theater. It's not like I avoid the theater.
Eric's in Orange. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert. Does Danny hate it? Are you ready to play for nothing?
For nothing.
I am, but it's pronounced golf. Golf.
Gaff. Yeah, Jared Gaff.
Golf.
Drake, the composer. Drake. Does Danny hate it?
Hate it.
I don't hate Drake.
Ooh.
I don't hate Drake.
Even when he sits there in his sweater and he like annoyingly tries to troll the other
team. I don't hate Drake that much.
Oh, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No.
You've run down Drake so many times on this show.
Do I hate Drake?
Darius,
do I hate Drake?
Darius is dying laughing at the possibility of pretending like you don't hate Drake.
Well, there are a couple songs that he has that I like.
Really?
Yeah.
My assumption would be that you totally hate Drake. You're completely out of it.
Do I hate Drake?
I think you did the same thing with Kelsey, by the way. You hate Kelsey and you hate Drake. You happen to like Kelsey the player. You don't mind Drake the composer or whatever you want to call him.
But the artist.
The artist. But you talk trash about Drake every time he comes up. How annoying he is, his sweater is...
That's fair.
I think if we were in 2017,
that's a fair criticism.
And if we were in 2017
playing
and
the
Wizards
Raptors
versus
the playoffs,
Raptors, all you would talk about is how much you hate seeing Drake.
I'm still stuck on Kelsey.
Well, I feel like as if Travis Kelsey like won him like a fantasy game that one time, and he's like, oh, I actually really like Travis Kelsey. So I think that's why he likes him.
I'd like to say that everybody's actually making really good points right now.
Thank you.
Like I'm willing to hear them. I think you guys are right.
Semantic element to this game that makes it a little complicated. I will say.
I think so. Whoever was just on the line, I forgot. You got jobbed a little bit.
Eric in Orange.
Eric, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Thank God that was for nothing.
You'll still get nothing, but you got jobbed. Out of nothing.
Eric got screwed there.
Let's go to Luke in DC. Last one. Luke, what's up?
Hey, boys. I'm bringing it up.
Hey, Luke.
You're going to play for nothing if you're cool with that.
I'll like it. I like it too.
Yeah.
The NBA in 2025
hates it.
Correct. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart, man. I love basketball. I love the association.
Basketball guy, Danny.
It's killing me. It's a void in my life.
Dogs. Does Danny hate it?
Does not.
Correct.
Everybody loves dogs.
Well, he'll say he doesn't, but just so you know, he
grew up with dogs.
Does.
Don't happen to have one. A lot of people don't have dogs.
Don't bring one up to him and ask him to look at it or touch it or say hi to it.
But your dog on Instagram is not that interesting. Not you personally, Luke, I'm sure.
You sound like you love dogs. How about this one, Luke? Adam Sandler.
Oh, man, another former guy. He's a good guy. He likes him.
Correct.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I like Adam Sandler. Too much joy provided to be annoyed. There's some things that I'm kind of like, what are you doing, Adam? But not to the point of annoyance.
Dynasty sports teams, Luke. Does Danny hate it?
He hates them.
Correct.
I think my guy's 4 for 4 right now.
Yeah, Luke is rolling.
He's socializing. Does Danny hate it?
Hates it.
Yep.
5 for 5
Yep.
Luke's getting a lot of nothing right now.
Yep.
Beyonce.
Hates it.
Correct. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just here. Why am I being scolded?
Luke, you know what I mean? Luke is Klay Thompson from, against the Wizards the other
feeling
night right now.
Comfortable.
Now.
6 for 6
Alcohol. Does Danny hate it?
I'm a big fan, but I would say he doesn't hate it.
Correct. I don't hate it. I don't hate alcohol.
I'm out. So he's 6 for 6 He's going to
go 7 for 7 by the way, for Luke.
You get nothing, but you get a lot of nothing.
How about that?
And we can give, you know what? He gets a round of applause.
Luke gets claps.
That was good by Luke. Luke's feeling it from deep. It is time for your Caps Power Play.
Heat check.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Capitals best in the East, playing at Ottawa tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop. Looking for win number 35. They are the number one team in the Eastern Conference, running away all of a sudden. 3 wins in the clear at this point in terms of points of anybody else in the East as they take to the ice tonight, Danny.
This is the last game of one of the longest road trips I can remember. It feels like they've been on the road for a month. Here's championship stuff. This is what great teams do. Like, a lot of times, last game of the trip, you're already thinking about packing up, you're going back home, you want to be in your own bed, etc. Easy to mail it in. Champions, save that for the airplane. You play the best game of your road trip here tonight against the Ottawa Club. It's not bad. Nothing special, though. They'd be a playoff team, I believe, if the postseason started today. But a winnable hockey game, championship pedigree stuff, you play your A game tonight, boys.
Our poll of the day today was also Caps-related, 106.7 The Fan's Twitter page. Our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, or commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Will Ovi score a goal tonight against Ottawa? Snap a few-game skid here without one. 83% of you banking on an Ovechkin goal tonight, just 17%.
I said yes.
Saying he won't score. How are you going to bet against 8? You're not going to. For Darius, Ryan, Ben behind the scenes, Grant and Danny saying so long. Thank you for listening to this here radio program. We're live tomorrow out in Leesburg at Green Tree Tavern at 2 o'clock on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
Getting you ready for play-by-play tonight. It is the Washington Capitals against the Ottawa Senators right here on The Fan, beginning in just a few moments at 6:45 with the pregame show. Sens have won 2 in a row, and the Caps just beat Calgary 3-1. Also tonight, LeBron James is in town. Lakers and the Wizards, you can hear that call at 6:45 on Team 980. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker said on X that throughout my career as a professional athlete, I have always sought to conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. I have never been accused of misconduct of any kind. Tucker is accused by 6 massage therapists of engaging in inappropriate behavior at 4 high-end spas, according to an investigation by the Baltimore Banner. Statement from CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee, Sarah Hirschland, on the devastating plane crash last night. Today, we join in mourning the profound loss of the passengers aboard Flight 5342 and all those impacted by this tragedy. Among those lost were talented athletes, dedicated coaches, and beloved family members from the U.S. figure skating community, all returning home from the National Development Camp. Byron Kerr on The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.